Welcome to episode 108 of the Grunt Free Press podcast. It's the only active part of gruntfreepress.com, which hasn't seen any new review or new content of any other kind besides a new podcast in a long time. Yeah, I think it's been designated a historical gaming artifact at this point. It might see it in a museum in a couple of years, I think. But yeah, but head over there anyway and check out some classic reviews. From gaming's yesteryear. You know, the classics that they're in there. Yeah, it's just this fucking glorious time we're living in. When jack shit's coming out, and well, except some fucking indie game fucking bullshit. I wouldn't even call indie non games. You know what I mean? There's fucking visual fucking novels and like fucking walking simulators and shit. But yeah, nobody's gonna play that. You know what I mean? Or care about it, including me. Like fucking. You know, I see that shit, and of course, it's just like, I don't know, you see certain games, like, alright, is it gonna be fucking critically acclaimed, and blah, 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 but it's fucking like, no, these games are fucking gay as shit, I'm not gonna fucking play them, like, I don't fucking care, and then you see, like, fucking, well, I think, I don't have my pulse too far up the trigger, up the bunghole of fucking, the gaming public, I guess. I'm kind of in my own fucking island over here, but I think people are fucking just, hopefully they're fucking like waking up to that shit of just fucking like, nah, this is, you know, again, fucking just critic bait fucking garbage. I don't know, I don't see too much fucking discussion going on besides the usual fucking critic fucking hipster crowd about fucking garbage indie games. And again, I always have to qualify when I say, like, garbage indie games. I don't mean all indie games are garbage, I'm just saying, like, fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking, you know what I mean, the fucking art fag, fucking bullshit, that's non-game type thing. But anyway, I'm absolute deicide, and hopefully this episode, speaking of shitty indie things, hopefully this episode isn't as bad as the last one, and yeah, I don't know what that was about. Well, I mean, I guess I do. I mean, I barely fucking slept the day before I fucking recorded. It's not too different today, either, tonight. And, yeah, last weekend my fucking throat was all sorts of fucked up. Plus Warhammer had fucking fried my brain. But, hey, again, probably not really that different from this week either. So, I'm not expecting gold here either. Again, but hey, it's a free show, and hey, it's the best show, you know. It's my favorite show anyway, because it only features stuff I care. It's miraculous. It's every week. It's just the shit that I'm playing, the shit I care about. There's all this on the show. It's pretty, you know, it piques my interest pretty well. So yeah, I mean, continue on from kind of where I left off, that rambling garbage last week about Total War, Warhammer there. Yeah, I mean, I had that campaign going. I was playing as the Empire, and this fucking was just going, just spreading out, just taking town after town, province by province. I was like, spread out, fucking build up my army, keep taking over these fucking capitals and shit. Ended up fucking, you know, just spread out all over the map, and just had a ton of territory under my control, but yeah, but of course I couldn't hold any of it, and I was constantly getting attacked, and my cities were getting raided fucking from like all sides, armies of all fucking types, you know what I mean, and you know, I had this fucking like huge army, but I'm fucking like spread out, and yeah, the more units you have, you have to pay more each turn for the upkeep, and just fucking that, you know, pretty soon I'm just like, I can't really afford this fucking upkeep, like, you know what I mean, I have to fucking, like, I hope I get in fucking battle and have some of my fucking guys die, so I have to fucking pay for them, because, yeah, financially not doing well. So it was kind of a fucking simulation of my life too. You know what I mean? Just fucking constantly just spread too thin and can't afford my upkeep. But yeah, so yeah, that things were looking pretty grim there. And I was predicting that it was gonna wind up more or less like every other strategy game campaign I've ever tried playing, where I just sink hours and hours into it, like whatever, fucking 20, 30 plus hours into this fucking grand strategy fucking campaign, only to find out at the end game of it that it's just fucking like I'm just vastly outclassed, and there's no possible way for me to fucking catch up or like win, and just like I was like, all right, I'm doing pretty good here, and then like, oh no, this fucking these other guys are fucking like way, you know, way above where I was, and there's just no way that's gonna happen. And it pretty much watch my army get rolled over again and again by fucking these stronger fucking factions with, like, you know, better technology and blah blah blah. I'm like, oh no, I'm doing okay. I'm fucking scraping by. And this guy's just fucking get all these fucking defenses set up and just like, you know, way more advanced technology, technologically, and just fucking, you know, more fucking units somehow. And just, I don't know how the fuck that happened. And just like, I don't know. That's more or less exactly what fucking happened. I think by the end of my time with the Empire there in the Empire campaign I was playing, it's just, yeah, just fucking, you know, again, I get to the end of it, I'm just fucking like, all right, just, by the time I realized I was fucked, and just like, dude, there's no way this is fucking happening, and just, you know, I had every other fucking single other fucking faction in the game was pretty much at war with me, you know, I was fucking like, nope, they're just fucking just going for me, like, every fucking side here, and, you know, they're just fucking taking turns attacking, and just fucking, all right, fucking try battling here, and, you know, I'd win, in quotes, win some of the battles. It's fucking just like, oh, wow, you know, even in fucking the ones, it's like, oh, I'm fucking, like, way outnumbered here, and, you know, before you battle, they show you, they call it the balance of power before you start battling. It's just like a little bar, you know, your odds of winning, and fucking, like, some of them, like, fucking, I'd be, like, way low. It's like, I get, like, a 10% chance of winning, pretty much. And then, like, fucking, I'd battle it. And fucking, it's like, oh, man, I did it, though. I fucking scraped by, you know, and fucking barely somehow fucking pulled it out of my ass here. But then, you know, you do that, and then it's fucking like, oh, all right, but you still lose a bunch of guys on your side, and I end up taking, like, a shitload of losses in the process. It's fucking, it's like, oh, man, my army's just, like, done. Like, all my, you know, my best units are fucking, like, hurt or just, like, completely fucking trashed, and just, like, now I gotta, again, try to build up an army with money I don't fucking have here, and, you know, I try to pull the fucked up army away and put them in a city to try to heal them up and recruit some more units or whatever. Which is, you know, it takes a few turns, but while I'm doing that, everybody else is fucking, you know, I'm huddled up here healing up, and, you know, every other fucking faction's just raiding all my towns, and I just, like, I can't go anywhere, and yeah, I have no fucking money coming in that just hit me like one army after the other, like, right away. I'm just like, dude, this is fucking just done. You know what I mean? There's just no way I can deal with any of this shit. I honestly can't think of anything more fucking frustrating than that. Like, just thinking, like, fucking games that piss me off. Like, I'm just, you know, you play, like, an action game or something, and it's fucking, like, you know, you have, like, a checkpoint that's, you know, bad checkpoints and, like, whatever, shooters or, like, action games, and it's fucking, like, oh, man, this fucking checkpoint's, like, half an hour fucking away from, like, you know, the hard part that's giving you trouble. You gotta go back and keep doing the same shit over and over again. That's pretty bad. That'll piss me off. Type of deal, and just pretty annoying. Or like, you know, when you're playing like a straight up fucking bad game, and then like you realize like a couple hours in, like, dude, this game fucking sucks, like, type of deal. Or especially when, you know, you're playing one that you're looking forward to, like, that's fucking annoying. And yeah, I mentioned before, like, a pretty big one is, I hate fucking RPGs that are like full of like beginner's traps, you know, the fuck is just like, oh, you know, here's this fucking giant upgrade tree, oh, cool, and then you start like going down, like, okay, I get an idea of what I want, and then like you start doing it, and then it's fucking just like, oh yeah, all the points that you spent it into, like, the way you wanted to play it or whatever, like, oh, that's just like useless in this game, like that type of deal, like, you know, it's like, oh, you're 20 hours in, oh, you know, now you hit this point where you need like fucking whatever, a certain like stealth fucking stat, you know what I mean, or something like that, or like, you know, fucking, oh, you didn't get this fucking spell, like, oh, why not, like, fucking, oh, you just, whatever, you just fucked, like, that type of deal. RPGs that let you build, like, useless characters, especially long ones, again, that sucks, too, when you fucking waste a bunch of time doing that, that's pretty bad. Yeah, but this type of thing here, with fucking, you know, I should, like, fucking everything about Total War Warhammer, like, on paper, like, looking at the game and just, And yeah, despite you know, this fucking large amount here of bitching and moaning about it, like, I actually do like really like it. It's fucking just like, oh, this is cool and fucking like whatever. I like playing it. I wouldn't spend like hours and hours of time playing and fucking talking about the game if I didn't fucking like it. Obviously, I'd just fucking drop it and move on. And you'd probably be a little bit happier about that, not hearing about it. And I might be a little bit happier playing something like easier or something I'm more familiar with. But, yeah, I mean, fucking just, you know, dark fantasy fucking creatures and fucking, you know, huge fucking monsters and fucking giant armies battling and shit on fucking, on these big fields and just, you know, blood and gore and shit and, yeah, like I said, kind of my forte, if you will, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, this is fucking just stuff that I like, the game type of deal. But, just fucking, you know, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, you know, I'm just playing the game on the easiest fucking setting possible, which, again, just compared to every other game, if I played it on easy, I'm just like, yeah, this is fucking like retarded, and I'd blow right through like most games, 99% of games, you know what I mean? On easy, if I fucking put it on easy, I'm like, ah, it's fucking a little bit too easy type of deal. Some ranging from, ah, that was kind of easy, I probably should have bumped it up to fucking, like, that was, like, retardedly easy, and at that point, why did I bother playing this game? Yeah, but I get the fucking, you know, the difficulty sliders, like, all the way fucking down, as fucking easy as possible for fucking both the battles and the, you know, the battle difficulty is fucking easy. The fucking overworld campaign, like, there's another slider for that of, I don't know what that does. That, like, that's fucking turned all the way down to easy as it goes. Again, I'm fucking playing this Empire campaign, trying to be smart about it, like, as smart as I can be about it, and just fucking, just like, dude, I don't have a fucking chance in hell here. Like, fucking, like, again, I like, just thinking, like, I don't know what I did wrong, like, you know what I mean? That type of deal. I'm just fucking, like, thought I was doing the right shit. It's fucking, if I put something on easy, like every other game, it's fucking, it's at that point, I'm like, oh, I'm on fucking retard mode. I figure I can fucking click a bunch of random buttons and end up winning anyway, but I just, I'm just fucking, you know, again, 20, 30 hours in this fucking campaign, I just got fucked up, so, yeah, it's just fucking frustrating, and, yeah, so after my rage boner subsided there, I just like fucking like, all right, dude, what the fuck, I'm just gonna watch fucking a bunch of these, keep watching these tutorial videos, and tutorial video after fucking tutorial video, just fucking like, dude, all right, what the fuck, just, you know, how do I, you know, what's the, like, what am I missing here, what's the basics, like, fucking just give me something, I must be missing something here, and again, I watch fucking hours and hours of that, just fucking, like, whatever, is have the shit on in the background, or fucking, like, before I go to bed, just fucking, like, throw that, you know, a couple fucking, like, how-to fucking, oh, yeah, this is easy, like, that type of, like, tutorial for fucking retards type thing. And, yeah, I'll be honest, I mean, they didn't fucking really help me out that much. It's fucking, like, okay, it's, like, again, I'm, like, oh, yeah, okay, that's neat, it's neat that this is fucking shortcut, I can fucking hit, like, Alt-Shift, and, like, oh, I turn my armies, like, fucking pretty easily, and that type of thing. But yeah, I mean, first off, the guys who make them, a lot of, again, a lot of the videos are just fucking, they're like doing them through like saved replays type of deal. It's fucking like, I was watching these fucking Total War Warhammer videos, fucking, great battle, like fucking close fucking battle, like online battles, like that type of shit. A lot of them are from fucking, they just have like a saved, you can save replays in the game when you're playing after fucking battles and shit, and just fucking, yeah, a lot of the videos are from those saved replays where the people making the video is fucking like, oh yeah, you know, here's whatever army fucking compositions. They'll show at the beginning, it's fucking, all right, here's the battle, and the fucking just like swinging the camera around and pausing and the fucking, which, I mean, as you're playing the game, you can fucking like, I'm not sure if this one you can fucking pause, or like you can at least do like slow motion so you can like, you know, more easily like fucking move your eye. You can fucking slow mo it and fucking like, all right, I gotta fucking, you know, move my armies fucking here and there, like whatever. Maybe they should be doing that more fucking often, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I just play it in normal speed the entire time. I'm just, again, not because I'm fucking practicing for fucking MLG fucking Warhammer or anything, you know, so I don't fucking ever play the game online again if I can't fucking, if I get my ass kicked in fucking easy, the easiest difficulty. I'm not really planning on doing that, facing fucking like people who know what the fuck they're doing. But I mean, you can like fucking, again, you can pause it and you can just like, alright, I gotta fucking, here's what I gotta do, fucking, you know, divvy out your orders, like set orders for each fucking troop so you can get like really detailed while you do it, and you know, like that. Like, maybe I should be doing that. I don't know. I just think that's kind of gay. You should probably be just playing it fucking real time and just doing your thing. But yeah, so anyway, so I'm watching the fucking videos now. Again, they're swinging the camera around and just fucking like getting in real close to make it look good. And yeah, the when you're watching, I'll watch one of the replays too, you get they even have like a built in like paint system. You know, you can fucking, whatever you want to call it, like, you can, yeah, you know, almost like a fucking, like a sports, replay, like a football replay, where you can fucking draw, like, you know, blue and red fucking arrows on the screen, and fight, you know, a circle fucking, well, this formation here, they're gonna move this way, and you get a fucking arrow, and fucking, oh, look at these lines here, and you draw fucking, like, lines on the ground on the screen, like, that, I think that's all built in to, like, the replay system, so that's what they're doing. It's, like, again, it's fucking, like, cool. It's, like, they're pointing certain shit out, you know, it's, like, it's, they're explaining what they're doing, like, that, and, yeah, and, again, they get the fucking, the camera, like, real close into the fucking action, so you can, you know, you can see the fucking, like, you know, the individual fucking units fighting, and you get the fucking, yeah, so it's like, that looks fucking awesome for sure. I know, you know, they're trying to make the best looking video they can. Fucking like, oh, check out, you know, all the fucking, the front lines clashing and the fucking cavalry charges. Oh, they're getting close. So you can see the fucking guys flying and that type of thing. Yeah, but that doesn't fucking help me like figuring out like mechanically what the fuck is going on. Like they're doing, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, like, what exactly are they fucking like? What is their process of like fucking like making their armies move? And this, it's like a lot of the time those videos, like, they won't even show that. I mean, again, I watch like the very basic fucking tutorials of fucking like, oh, you right click to move and fucking like that type of thing. It's just, you know, what usually happens is fucking like, all right, I'm fucking playing the game. Then it's fucking like, all right, the armies clash and then fucking reinforcements come in from like wherever. And just like, dude, I'm just like, so like, I just get so overwhelmed, like so fast. And just fucking like, I don't know what I should be doing. I'm just fucking like, kind of like watching shit and just like, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, what should I be like controlling? Like, I don't know. I get fucking, I don't know. So yeah, the videos that, you know, they're fucking, I'm usually, when I'm playing, I'm fucking zoomed out pretty far when I'm watching like the overall fucking battle and shit. And then I'm fucking like, you know, zooming in to fucking micromanage where I think they need the most help. So yeah, I even watched some like specific like Empire campaign tutorials, you know, like to try to figure out like where I went wrong, you know, like how I got myself fucked in that position type of deal is fucking, all right, I'll watch somebody else play the fucking Empire campaign from the fucking beginning, like a Let's Play type thing. Which, yeah, but I'm not going to sit there for like 20 hours and I'm not going to just like go click by click, like replicating what they do. I just want to be like, yeah, what's like the, you know, just the basics. Like what is their like overall strategy? Like what are they trying to do here? So I'm watching that type of thing and just fucking like, I think I was even more fucking discouraged after watching that than I was like before when I just went in like fucking, like, I don't know, I'll just fucking figure it out and just like, yeah, it seems like this makes sense and doing this, this and that. And, yeah, I mean, the guys, you know, the guys playing on a legendary difficulty, and he's, you know, just fucking saying, like, I've been through fucking 4 or 5 times on legendary fucking difficulty. Yeah, no problem. I could fucking blow through it at this point. And it's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I get fine. I get that. I mean, that's why you're making the video, I guess, and I'm watching it. But, yeah, stop bragging. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm kidding. He was fucking just like, she's trying to explain what he's doing. And, he just runs through the fucking early game fucking real quick, that type of deal. And, you know what I mean? It's like, that's what I'm looking for. Like, what should I be doing? Like, what should I be looking out for? What should my goals be here? Cause I'm just fucking, you know, again, I'm just kind of like, all right, well, this guy's right next to me. I'm going to just start a fight with him, I guess. And should I not be doing that? Like, at what point should I be building up my defenses? At what point should I start being like that type of deal? You know what I mean? What unit should I be going for? Like that type of thing. And just, yeah, so I'm watching this guy playing it on fucking legendary difficulty. And just fucking, he ran through it like real fucking fast, like type of deal. Like he got to a point within like whatever, like an hour, just like, oh, I pretty much won the game now. I'm just like, you know what I mean? I got my fucking armies like set up, and so I was going to keep going this way and blah, blah, blah. But, So yeah, you know, you think he'd be doing a bunch of shit to make it like look easy of just fucking like, oh no, as long as you do this and you're fine, and give a few fucking tips and tricks and like pointers and type of that type of thing. But no, that's not. I mean, like the shit that he's focusing on, like what he says is important. And yeah, I mean, I'm obviously gonna go on a limb and say like, yeah, it probably is like important, like that type of deal. It's all like the micromanagey, like fucking minutia that fucking, when I'm playing again, I'm just fucking like, I'm just like, I just want to click through this bullshit. I have taxes and blah, blah, blah. Like fucking, click through that bullshit as soon as possible. And yeah, I think like fucking, so yeah, just get me to an actual battle so that I can either win or lose the battle, like type of deal as soon as possible. But watching this guy, like, he's not even fucking fighting the battles like at all. He's just fucking like, yeah, well, those aren't important. I just fucking auto resolve the fucking battles, like who cares, like that type of deal. Instead, apparently, I mean, fucking, you know, what he's showing is like, yeah, you've got to know like the intricate fucking details of like city building and you know, what structure you should be building in each city, like each specific, not like, oh, you need this fucking thing, you know, this thing first or whatever. And whatever, as long as you have this thing built, like, in general, like, in your fucking empire, like, in your, the area you control, you'll be fine. It's like, no, you gotta be, like, each specific city, like, fucking, you know, fucking make sure to, you know, you should probably build this one here, because you get, like, some bonus here, and it's like this, like, yeah, and like, you gotta know, like, if, what factions, which factions nearest you are most likely to attack you first, and you know, the best units to counter them in case they do attacks. You should be able to, you know, build up this fucking, these guys first, and fucking, if you attempt diplomacy with this guy fucking over here, like halfway across the world, that you can't even fucking like see at first, but oh, send out a scout this way to the, you know, and then fucking like, oh, if you fucking, you know, send out one scout unit or whatever to the fucking northeast and, you know, halfway across the fucking world, and oh, there's a 50-50 chance he'll fucking accept it, and then if he does that, you can start trading with him, and, you know, otherwise, leave one army unit fucking halfway between these two cities here, so, you know, you can pincer maneuver this hostile army coming from the south and make sure to recruit a lord with fucking, you know, 5% reduction in fucking recruitment costs, and you know, leave him in this city here to fucking build a squad of cavalry, so you know, he can fucking, you know, if you do that, you'll save 10 gold pieces, you know, if you fucking execute these captives here instead of fucking ransom him, you know, giving him up for ransom, like, yeah, you know, that's obviously, that's gonna strain relationships with the fucking Bretonnia if you do that, so you don't want to do that, and, you know, be aware of that, and fucking build a pub in fucking Glendorf over here, so you can combat the fucking chaos, corruption in fucking Glendale, and just, like, dude, like, that's gonna start up in a few turns, as you can see here from this, it's just, like, dude, like, fucking, it's like, again, I was looking for, like, an overall, like, oh, what should I be fucking, what should I be doing, like, over, like, a more, like, grand, I figured, like, oh, I wasn't thinking, like, long-term enough type of deal, like, that type of thing, but, like, maybe it's just the game where, you know, it's all about fucking keeping track of, like, every fucking shekel coming in, like, that, like, you're coming in and fucking all your fucking tariffs on your fucking, like, trade routes and shit, and then playing your fucking percentages and your fucking hero discounts, and like again, like shit, like every little like buff, you know, it's like, should I see like, oh, this fucking, do this buff and it's like 5% something, you know, 5% fucking increased tax rate and fucking, but you'll get like, you know, minus 10% like public, like shit like that, where I'm like, ah, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, like whatever. I mean, if I can, like, it'll help a little bit, like I don't really pay attention to it, but the shit that I wish, or I was fucking hoping, I was figuring it, that, like, that shit was fucking more or less, like, inconsequential, like, you know, the shit you basically need a fucking master's degree in Warhammer fucking, economics, I guess, to even, like, start to understand, like, what the fuck, like, the like, any of it is, or, like, what the long-term, like, effect, like, that type of thing, or just fucking, like, I don't know, like, fucking, I'm gonna have, like, 5%, you know, 5% fucking, you know, boost to my fucking iron ore production for the next 5 turns if I take this, like, whatever, you know what I mean? It was fucking like, no, you gotta do this, and you know what I mean? Then fucking make sure you, at that point, you know, it's just so, like, I don't know, it's stuff for, like, the fucking spreadsheet, autistic fucking crowd to figure out, like, that type of thing, or I'm just retarded, which is, you know, that's a very, very real fucking possibility. But again, you figure I'm playing on fucking easy mode, you know, that should be for me. It should be fucking retard mode of just, like, I don't know, it's good, you'll have fucking more than enough money to do everything, and just fucking, like, whatever, just fucking spread out and you'll be good, and, like, whatever, that type of thing. Just keep moving forward and don't fuck up, like, too bad, like, you know. And it's not that I'm looking for, like, a fucking instant win, like, you know, oh, don't bar the plane, like, type of way out, you know, in a fucking win button, anything like that. It's just, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in this fucking, in the Warhammer universe, like, in general type of deal. And it's, like, you know, I explained how kind of, like, obtuse and useless the tutorials were in-game, like, that type of deal, and fucking, yeah, that kind of extends to the fucking campaign as well. Whereas fucking just like, oh, I know if this, oh, here's a paragraph on whatever, some fucking aspect, but it's also, it's fucking, you know, flavor. A lot of it's just like 3 paragraphs of fucking flavor text, like, type of deal, and then, like, some kind of, like, or it'll be like a bullet point fucking explanation that doesn't really explain anything. It's like, dude, I'm just, like, so fucking confused. Yeah, just, again, while I'm watching these videos, like, it kind of helps in certain areas, but it's just like, dude, I'm just, like, so fucking, still so fucking lost about, like, what, again, like looking back at the campaign I played, like, what the fuck did I, what went wrong? like, I don't know. Still, I'm still not even really sure, like, how, like, the movement works and that type of thing. Like, I kept getting, like, all right, I'll just fucking move over here, like, whatever, just, you know, move. I should be able to attack this guy. Oh, nope. I'm just, like, fucking, like, a fucking centimeter off. I ran out of fucking movement range, but that's okay. I'll get him next turn. Then it's fucking, like, he moves, then like it's like whatever, like I don't know, it's just like ridiculous. And yeah, so yeah, my Empire campaign fucking ended in ruin. And so I'm like, all right, fuck it, and I'm just right, whatever, just fucking bad again. I might, a lot of it just might be like fucking like a luck type thing, like that I have no idea, like fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking some are just, you're just gonna fucking lose, like that type of deal. And or whatever, just fucking bad roll of the dice, like who knows. So I'm like, all right, well, that one's done though. I'm like, fuck it, there's no way I'm coming back from this fucking Empire campaign. So I started up a Beastmen campaign, which is one of those little ones. You know, you get like the main like grand campaign to the open fucking whatever, just goes on forever type of deal, like the grand campaign type of thing. And there's little side ones, and this is the Beastmen one was one of them where fucking, you know, this, it says like, ah, oh, this is more like story based fucking mode, and which I was hoping fucking would translate to fucking, you know, this is easier, it's more fucking focused type of deal. I stopped playing, it's like, ah, no, not fucking particularly, you know what I mean? It's fucking still pretty fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, I'm playing. Yeah, so I started doing that. The fucking Beastmen campaign is really, it's like still the same map. There's still the same factions in the fucking world. And the Beastmen, if you're playing as them, you can't claim any cities or anything. You can't fucking just go into a city and start building there. All you're doing is fucking destroying them. But you still, I mean, you still have to like build up like structures, I guess, the same way as if you were in a city. You know, like there's, you know, these tiers of things you have to fucking pump money into and build, and, you know, you have to pay for them in gold before you can, you know, before you recruit better units and that type of thing. So it's pretty much like building, but it's just like centralized on your character, I guess. So yeah, you don't have to fucking worry about like, ah, I gotta fucking build up like defenses for the city or anything like that. It's fucking like, no, you're just kind of like running around and then like stopping to build things and you keep moving type of deal. But yeah, then there's other shit going on there with the fucking Beastmen that makes them like even like more complicated in some ways. Yeah, and look, I promise this isn't going to be a fucking another fucking full entire Total War Warhammer fucking episode. I'll promise you that. I'll try to keep it moving here. If I get up to the break and I'm still fucking rambling about fucking Warhammer, I'll cut myself off, and that'll be my heart out, and I'll move on to something else after the break. In other news, there's not going to be any breaks from here on out. It's just going to be a full straight hour, so strap yourselves in, get comfortable here. I mean, yeah, you're moving around the fucking campaign map, with the Beastmen, and you got a, you know, you've got, you know, different stances like before again, but with the Empire, or whatever, you're fucking like, oh, you know, you. In camp, you can fucking, you know, heal up or whatever, fucking rush, you can get a little more movement per turn, like that type of thing. Is why the Beastmen's kind of the same thing, but you know, only like when you do like in camp, when you're standing still, I mean, that's when you're building up like your upgrade tree type of deal. So that's like one of them. Then you can do this thing called walking the beast paths or something like that, where you can fucking burrow under the ground, and you're not fucking, you can go through like forests and stuff. Like, you know, normally like a forest will if you just walk through it, like you get like some like attrition, like you fucking your guys start like fucking getting hurt as you're walking through like fucking like rough terrain, like that type of thing. But with them, you can just like burrow. You fucking, like, I guess you go through the beast paths or whatever the fuck. So you can like bypass that and you just kind of like disappear and then fucking like reappear somewhere else, type of thing. Yeah, so it's why, yeah, you pop up somewhere as long as it's in your range, type of deal. So as, and then it's fucking like, I guess you can set up like ambushes and that type of thing, but I still don't fucking understand it completely again, fucking after playing for a little bit. Then there's some fucking bullshit going on too, where there's fucking, you get like the different phases of the moon, and every few turns this that message pops up saying like, oh, the green fucking full moon is nigh, or like some bullshit, and it's fucking like, okay, and then it's fucking like, all right, you have to pick it's like four different effects you can pick from that will be active for like five turns or something like that until like the next one. So it's like, oh, you know, you can pick this one. You can recruit new units. Every like new unit that you recruit is going to cost more, but you do more damage in battle like that. So it's like a fucking like perk type of thing, you know, or fucking, it's like, oh, you know, your units are going to cost less, but it's fucking, oh, you're not going to be able to fucking camp and heal. Like, so you're not going to be able to heal any of your guys up. Stuff like that, you know, it's just kind of like perks you're picking. That's going to be active for the next fucking few turns, five turns or some shit like that. And then there's like another fucking meter on the screen, like in the bottom left, it's called like a rage meter or some shit like that. Bestial fucking rage meter. And yeah, as you're playing as them, you're supposed, you know, this kind of like roaming around, like fucking just going on the war path. There's fucking like constantly fighting. And if you don't fucking get into fights often enough, If you go like fucking a few turns without fighting, like that fucking that meter starts to drain, and then fucking like that's pretty much the higher it is, like the more fights you get into or the more towns you raid, the higher your troops' morale is going to be. And yeah, if it gets too low, you know, your troops can fucking start to rebel and shit, if it gets too low, you can sacrifice your fucking army and shit, and it's fucking to build it back up, and you know, you're gonna lose guys, but you know, they're not gonna fucking rebel, and just like, yeah, it's just, yeah, the game's fucking weird and fucking nerdy and like complex. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's just fucking, again, it's just fucking kind of hard to just fucking like just figure out, and it's not very straightforward. So yeah, I'm still playing that. I mean, I'm playing it. It's fucking like, this is different anyway. It's kind of fun and fucking, yeah, I'm still sucking it up. I'm still fucking like losing battles. Like, I feel like I should be winning or fucking getting to battles, or I'm fucking, I'm like, I got this in the bag. And then fucking like, cool, I won. Yeah, no problem. Then fucking like, I barely fucking scrape by, and my army is still all fucked up. And by the time you finish it up, so. Yeah, basically, I'm like, all right, well, this is what I'm going to do. Before I get, like, too deep into this, and I keep, like, again, losing battles or fucking getting all my men fucked up, like, I'm going to put that on hold and just fucking decide it. You know, it's probably best to figure out how to play the fucking game, you know what I mean? Or at least get a fucking handle on, like, the factions and the units and get some practice in the actual, like, battling type of deal, or, like, rather than fucking watching, like, YouTube videos of people who know what the fuck they're doing. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Then I fucking start playing. I just fucking fall apart myself. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start going through, like, they have like standalone battles. I mean, just fucking, it's all it is. It's fucking just battles, and you just fucking go. It's all right. Two like preset armies, and just fucking go, just go fight, like that type of thing. I guess just do that. And just, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I talked about that before. I mean, there's just fucking dozens of them you can fucking pick from, and usually like a few for each fucking like lord or different heroes and shit. They all just start out with like a little story fucking intro type thing, and then it's fucking, all right, just fucking go and fight. Like, no campaign bullshit. It's just fucking the battles. That's all it is. And yeah, my results with that have been fucking mixed, to put it mildly. It's fucking, they're all so different from each other. I mean, just because, yeah, it's all different. Every faction's there, like a bunch of different leaders for each faction, which fucking, yeah, they all have different army compositions, like for each fucking thing. And the fucking, the scenarios that they put you in are fucking all over the place too, which is fucking, yeah, again, it's kind of a good way to learn, which is what I was looking for, that type of thing. But, Yeah, it's just like some of them I'll play and just fucking like, all right, just fucking just go and I just fucking absolutely fucking crush them. I'll just fucking destroy the fucking battle like my first time through, like without even thinking about it. Just fucking, all right, just fucking go and oh, I just fucking just destroyed these fucking guys like no problem. And it probably looks like I know what I'm doing and fucking I think I know what I'm doing. Like, oh yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, cool. And then fucking you know, I get everything under fucking control. I'm fucking holding my lines and I'm flanking around with fucking my fucking cavalry like a fucking pro, you know, and fucking nailing them in the back. Yeah, we call that tactic the old hammer and anvil, you know, us fucking total war pros over here. And I'm thinking like fucking like, yeah, you know, I get this. I'm, you know, support whatever unit's fucking weak, you know, whatever unit's fucking losing a battle is fucking, I send more troops over there. And, you know, if you're having a fight and fucking one unit wins their fight, just push them through, push them forward, and just kind of like fold them over the line. So you're fucking, they're at the enemy's back now. Obviously, you get fucking them surrounded, and they fucking take a morale fucking loss and all that shit. And you know, fucking if it's really going, if the line's starting to really break, you fucking send your general in there and fucking, you know, boost up their morale and fucking have him fight. And everything goes fucking smooth, and you know, it got executed pretty much just how I fucking wanted it to. It was like, yeah, I got this, cool. I get it. I can play fucking Warhammer, and then I'll fucking play like another battle. I'm just like, dude, I fucking swear this. I swear it's fucking like impossible. Like, there's no way. There's one I fucking probably played like a dozen fucking times, and fucking try this. All right, I know what's coming this time, so I'm gonna fucking. What if I set up this way? I get it now. Oh, yeah, I get this shit. And I just keep fucking just getting stomped, like, over and over. And it's like, dude, I'm just, like, so fucking outnumbered. You know, and it's, again, I'm playing on fucking pussy easy mode on fucking all this shit. It's just like, dude, I don't have a fucking chance here. I don't have a fucking chance in hell. You know, it's just a lot. Yeah, it's just fucking some of them. It's just like, dude, I'm just, like, horribly fucking outnumbered. And just fucking, like, dude, this is frontline fucking breaks, you know, almost fucking immediately. Just because there's fucking all these guys fucking pouring in and just fucking like, dude, no, it's fucking line breaks. I'm just like surrounded. It's like, dude, I played this fucking one or two of them. I played like fucking like half a dozen, fucking like a dozen times. It's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I could have possibly done differently here. It just seems like the battle here is just like a bad fucking matchup. And again, it might be the point. Like, I don't know. Like, it's fucking, it might be like some are fucking like ridiculously hard to try to teach you certain things or just like put you in like bad odds so you can fucking feel like a hero when you fucking win or whatever, or it's just like, you know, I'm fighting my fucking balls off, or I barely fucking scrape by, and it's like, dude, I think I won this one. It's like, I got this shit, and then like fucking like, and more fucking units have appeared, and then, you know, two armies of fucking enemy reinforcements show up, and it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, dude, I was barely like, you know, this main force I barely get rid of, and then fucking. Oh, no, here's two fucking full, like, you know, units of, like, even stronger guys showing up. It's like, dude, I'm fucked here. You know, it's like, my men are almost fucking dead. All my fucking archers and artillery and shit's just, like, out of ammo completely, which I thought was good. It's fucking, it's like, oh, no, I hit, like, use, like, my fucking archers and shit, my artillery to, like, their full potential. They fucking nailed fucking, you know, everybody taping, you know, all their shots are done. It's fucking, I must have done a ton of damage and fucking like, oh no, there's just fucking a shit ton of people fucking coming in here. It's just, you know, I have no clue how to fucking tackle that when it's just fucking this ridiculous fucking number disadvantage. Like a 2-1, or like sometimes it fucking seems like it's like 3-1 fucking disadvantage and just in pure fucking numbers. Yeah, just fucking, it's like, all right, I'll restart it, and fucking, like, all right, I know these fucking reinforcements are coming and shit, and just fucking, it's like, yeah, it doesn't seem to fucking help type of deal, and it's, you know, a lot of the ones I'm having trouble with, I'm fucking, just like, oh, you know, you're a fucking general, whatever, is like a wizard or a fucking magic user, whatever, or fucking, yeah, that's just like a whole nother level of fucking micromanagement there, like dealing with fucking spells and fucking buffing your troops and fucking debuffing the enemy, and yeah, just knowing what fucking spell, what type of spell to use, where and when, on who, and yeah, you know, so like a lot. It's like, oh, I got this, a huge fucking group of them. I just nailed them with this fucking area of effect spell, and it's fucking like, oh, I barely did anything. And I was just like, dude, like half the time I think I fucking nailed it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, oh, I got this, I got it straight. It's fucking should turn the tide. But it's like, nah, it barely seems to do like jack shit for fucking damage. So yeah, it's whatever. I'm just doing the battles, and it's again, they're fun and shit. And it's like, you know, I'm gonna keep plugging away at those until I feel like I'm not a fucking complete retard at the game, if that's at all possible. Yeah. So the new bet for this week is whether I can fucking get through all those fucking battles, or before I get fucking frustrated at the game completely. And then, well, you might hear me next week saying fucking, ah, Total War Warhammer is a fucking piece of shit. Fucking fuck that game. Like, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, odds are about 50-50 right now, I'd put it at. But enough of that. I'm actually going to take a break, and I can come back. I swear it's not going to be about Warhammer. It's going to be Total War Rome. No. It won't be Total War related, I swear. Surprises, there's the chance of burning bullets smoke. I went down and turned the rice for the burning bullets smoke. The day been clear, the skirt been bloody. Come up and look like a string of light, like a choking fucking Saturday night. I'm coming up on the smoke. 20 fucking foot, the room you come to the guys and come. The bell has got a bottle of smoke and my ass won. Sheriff's inquiry, something for you, yeah, the bottle of smoke. Inquisitions and summer sessions, oh, the bottle of smoke. Fuck the stairs and trip the roads. We're getting all fuckers and parasites. Spangers and summers and car. Covers the money and clues. So I hell of a load. 20 fucking blood. You can't only guys and die. You got a bad ass. Got a bundle of smoke. My ass. Whoa. Buggies, cars and cars are rising. The bundle of smoke. Glass is steaming, breath is bursting out of the bundle of smoke. Slap a 50 to the wood. Before each breath, breath with blood. They give me a break on a Saturday night. Well, out of the bundle of smoke. 20 fucking blood, the lonely family guys are talking. The badass got a bundle of smoke. The right ass won. Christ and man's drunk as pagans. They have a bundle of smoke. Saints were given a celebration. They have a bundle of smoke. Fuck the axe and drink the woods. The moon is clear, the sky is bright. I'm happy as the horse is shaved. Fucking a bundle of smoke. 20 fucking blood, the one we got, the guys are done. A bottle of horse, got a bottle of smoke, I'm gonna have a smoke. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. And hey, new game now. I swear, brand new, as in brand new too. Like, it just came out this week. Kind of. I mean, it's just asterisk fucking caveat here. the Long Dark, which is coincidentally, that's the name I use in my porn career too. But the video game, The Long Dark, it's one of those survival fucking wilderness survival games where you have to fucking gather up fucking supplies and food and water and hunt animals and fucking take, you know, harvest their fucking meat and skin them and that type of thing. And stay dry and fucking warm so you don't fucking die, like that type of deal. There have been a fucking ton of those, out there. And to be honest, I mean, the ones I played before, I fucking have not really been a big fan of them. I mean, if I Let's Starve, I fucking hated that game. You know, the fucking that one there where you're fucking navigating down a river in a raft. The Flame and the Flood, that one. So yeah, I thought those games were fucking pretty fucking terrible and fucking boring and repetitive. So yeah, well, why did I fucking bother with the Long Dark, you might ask? That's a good question. I'll answer that. And, three paragraphs here. I'll get to it. Well, here's the thing. Fucking conceptually, like, I really should fucking like the, again, that's the theme. It's like, conceptually, I fucking like the games. Like, fucking, you know, they always get these fucking glowing reviews. They're super popular. I mean, it's fucking a million of the fucking, these types of games on fucking Steam at this point. And just like it, every new one that comes out, it's fucking like they always say, like, oh, it's the most realistic fucking survival simulator ever fucking made. And it's like, you know, we consulted with the fucking Bear Grylls fucking survival type guys who fucking live out in the woods, and fucking Army Rangers fucking helped make this fucking game. And, you know, every little detail about trying to fucking stay alive in the wilderness has been accounted for in our game, and blah, 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 that type of shit. And, it's like, you know, I like, you know, simulations, usually. So, you know, I go more for, like, the hardcore fucking bullshit when I play fucking games for the most part. I mean, and they're, you know, simulations, you know, like the Sims is a simulation of real life. I mean, you get fucking, you know, the hunger and the thirst meters and fucking, you know, different, you know, fucking, I'm not talking about The Sims. I'm actually like the survival fucking games. You know, they do like The Sims types thing where you, you know, you get fucking like, oh, it's, you know, survival, whatever, fucking hunger meters and thirst meters and fucking different categories of wounds and fucking infections and fucking illnesses and shit, and fucking, like, oh, you get, you know, if you get hurt and you're fucking bleed, you can bleed out and that type of thing, and you have, like, whatever, so many liters of blood, and if you fucking, you'll pass out if it goes below a certain point. Again, that's all cool, that's all fine, stuff, I would like that, in theory, but, yeah, for some reason, just universally, if I can, they fuck it up, they fuck up, like, the meters and that, you know, that the simulation aspect of it, like, the rate at which those bars drain, usually, is just fucking, it's like, this is ridiculous, like, you know, how fucking quick they're draining, or fucking, or, you know, the UI is usually fucking messing those games, just fucking ends up fucking being, just sorting through all these fucking, you know, sort through all these fucking meters and shit, sort through all these fucking menus and trying to figure out, like, trying to figure out how they want you to do, like, stupid shit that should be real simple to do, you know, like, it's fucking a meta game trying to figure out what you're doing and how to stop, you know, how to stop fucking these meters from fucking killing you, rather than, like, you know, a true simulation, like that type of thing. Yeah, so it's fucking like, oh, this survival genre is like, ask, yeah, it's like, should like it, but everyone I've played makes me think that just like the how the genre is now is just kind of gay, you know. So yeah, The Long Dark. I mean, it's pretty much like the same thing, like the same types of deals. I mean, and again, they were promising something different, but again, they always do, but it was on my wish list for quite a while. I mean, it was fucking just waiting for it to get out of early access, which it was in for a couple of years, I think, at least, and not as long as The Forest, of course. And if we do our segment here, we haven't done it in a while. We have this segment on the show called "Is The Forest Still in Early Access?" And check that, and yes it is. It's been for like fucking, I don't know, 5 years, 5+ years, the game's fucking been in early access. Still there, still in, The Forest is still in early access, that's confirmed. But yeah, the Long Dark did seem like it had some shit going for it. I mean, just fucking just checking out what I knew of it, just, you know, the art style's pretty neat. It's kind of cartoony looking, but it's actually pleasant to look at. You know, I'm like Don't Starve, which makes me physically ill just looking at it. And yeah, you know, plus they have like you know, we have this fucking story mode, so it's not gonna it's not just a fucking it's not just like that sandbox fucking survive as long as you can, just keep repeating the same shit over and over again is and survive as long as you can type of deal like most of them are, like that's all they are. It's just like we have this, you know, they got the story mode that's gonna give some context as, you know, why you're there and like an end goal type of deal for whatever it is, probably to get out and do whatever. But it's not gonna be like it's not gonna be endless, you know. It's just like some story reason why you're there, why you're starving to death and fucking freezing in the wilderness would be kind of nice. I mean, and fucking it's not going to just be randomly generated bullshit type of deal, which is also always nice. The first shitty thing that I noticed, I buy the game again. It's been on my fucking wish list and fucking like, hey, you know, it's out of fucking early access after fucking however long. And like, hey, you know, fucking, again, let's support them for finishing a fucking game, you know. Right, good job, guys. I'll fucking buy it for whatever the fuck it is, like $20 or whatever. So yeah, then as it's fucking downloading, it's fucking like, you know, I'm just like, all right, cool, it's fucking actually out, just fucking right away again, it's fucking, it just pops up on the fucking front page, it's like, oh yeah, cool, download it, and again, it's something I've been waiting for, and not excited about it really that much, but it's fucking like, oh cool, something that's fucking, again, a new game that's out, something I was interested in, still kind of am, I'm fucking... Cool. So start downloading it, and then fucking like as I'm downloading it, you know, after I fucking paid for it, obviously, and fucking like, you know, I'm like looking at the store page for it, and you know, and very positive, like fucking 97% fucking positive reviews on there. Like, hey, that's good. You know, it's fucking though again, it's kind of fucking meaningless on Steam. Like the Steam reviews is fucking like, hey, the game runs on fucking people's computers. As long as you get that right, as long as it runs on the more people's computers, you can get it to run and it's fucking doesn't fucking crash or like whatever, like fucking they'll give it a positive review pretty much. Then I see fucking, you know, I'm reading the description of The Long Dark, and just like it's like, hey, you know, enjoy the sandbox that's been tested in the tested by the community in early access for years. Oh, now it's now complete and like whatever. It's, you know, it's been polished to a fucking sheen, like that type of deal. It's fucking like, yeah, okay, I'm sure. I guess again, maybe if I'm fucking bored, but I'm not really looking for like that sandbox type of like. Again, I was, the main reason I'm doing it is fucking like, oh, I'll do like the story thing, and then like fucking afterwards, if I like it, then I'll fucking like whatever, dick around in the sandbox or whatever. And then it's fucking like, try our wonderful episodic story mode. And it's fucking like, wait a minute, what? It's like, oh, episode 1 and 2 are available now, and then 3 through 5 will be delivered at a later date. And it's fucking, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, dude, it's episodic. Like, dude, I thought the fucking game was finished. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, dude, you guys had fucking how long? It's like, dude, I have to wait for these fucking episodes to come out. Like, it's a fucking Telltale game now. Like, fucking, doesn't sound very finished to me. Yeah, that's pretty shitty. I mean, I felt a little bit fucking ripped off there, you know? If I was a more cynical man, you know, I might guess that they ran out of money, in the fucking early access. Well, had been drying up. Like people stopped fucking buying it in early access, so you know they just fucking like kind of pulled the fat. The game's not done, but we're running out of money, so let's release what we have and fucking get more cash from people like me who will buy it because we say it's done. But so, yeah, again, episodic, dude. I'm just like, dude, game is still not fucking done. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. But it's like, all right, whatever. I'm just like, all right, whatever. At least I'll do the fucking first 2 episodes, but whatever the fuck they have. Oh, give it the benefit of the doubt here. So I start up the story mode. I'm expecting like, you know, a cutscene or like whatever. It's a setup, like a text scroll, something like that. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, this happened and fucking that's why you're here. But just the game just fucking starts up and just starts you off like fucking another. Somebody's just like, oh, here you are. You're in the snow, fucking walking around this little closed off fucking circle of wilderness, and just like no real guidance to it. I mean, there's a crash plane near you, and so assume that you crash. Although I knew fucking again from looking at what I saw, like the previews and shit, of fucking shows like your plane crashes. So I was like, all right, well, there's the plane, I guess, but just no like setup for it. Just fucking like, here you are, there's a fucking crash plane. So environmental storytelling, I don't know, like fucking yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it's pretty much, it starts off, I'm like, well, this is exactly like fucking what I expect from a fucking survival game here. I'm walking around fucking picking up sticks and trying to start a fire to stay warm. And yeah, all the same bullshit's there too, which is, start a fire, you need wood and like kindling and like matches or whatever, something to start it up. And it gives you a percentage chance of, what percentage to successfully start it. Depends on like how windy it is, the quality of the fucking material you're using, which, again, as I'm describing it, like fucking like, oh yeah, it sounds like perfectly reasonable. Again, like a fucking simulation, everything sounds good in concept, but again, like every other fucking, every one of these games, like, dude, the UI, like, the menus, like how you interact with everything is like, this fucking sucks shit. Like, it's just menus inside of fucking menus inside of menus type of deal. And yeah, they're going for this fucking realistic simulation. It's like, dude, what is this? I don't understand. Like, I mean, just from like a top down level, like type of, like fucking conceptual level, like why, why does everyone think fucking, if you call something a simulation, that means, the more menus you put in, the more of a simulation. It's like, dude, no, shouldn't it be like the fucking, like, I think like the complete fucking opposite. Like, wouldn't it be like more realistic if everything was just fucking like physically represented in the world, you know, everything's you're looking at in front of you, you're fucking like interacting with the shit, you know, wouldn't that be more of a simulation? Like, you know, instead of like this fucking like, oh, here's a grid of items you fucking picked up, and like, oh, what, you know, if you want to fucking start a fire, like, oh, just, you know, this fucking checklist of fucking shit, and then fucking, oh, hit a button and watch a fucking wheel fill up, and, you know, it tells you on screen the fucking temperature of the fire, you know, how long, oh, this fucking fire is fucking whatever, 7 degrees Celsius, and it's gonna last for 35 seconds, and if you put, well, one stick on there, it's, you know what I mean, it's fucking uniform stick, and the stack of sticks you have in this box, it's gonna fucking add another fucking 10 minutes, like that type of thing. I don't know. so yeah, so you go through the fire starting screen and fucking, you know, he's fucking just, again, just a fucking menu screen of materials. And if you have the materials you need, fucking, all right, click, start fire. You just fucking sit there and wait. You know, you're just fucking waiting for this fucking wheel to fucking fill up. And it takes, like, about 5 times longer than I'd say it was fucking necessary. Again, if it's not going to be like fucking like, oh, I got to sit here and fucking whatever, strike a fucking flint, you know, and try to start a fire myself, like, in real time. Like, we're gonna just do, like, all right, well, menu, fucking whatever. It's watching a wheel fill up. It's like, I wish, if you're gonna do that, like, just make it, like, instant or make it go, like, a little bit faster. It's like, no, he's watching this fucking wheel go fucking slowly fill up and just, like, it's like, okay, well, I've got a fire, like, fucking good, okay. Again, it tells you, like, it's gonna last for fucking whatever, 2 minutes. It's like, oh, go find more sticks to throw in there. So, let's keep it going. So the first, you start off, the first area is just a fucking, pretty much like a tutorial, which fucking makes sense. It's fucking, you know, fucking whatever the fuck, same shit of a couple things to fucking scavenge. You're trying to, again, huddling down in a cave, just trying to keep the fire going long enough. So it's fucking like, oh, I can rest here for a little bit and like, whatever, like that type of thing. Yeah, then it's fucking like, all right, you do that, whatever, rest for like a day or whatever. Then you end up, it's like, okay, climb out of the fucking ravine. And then, and then after that, like, again, it's fucking just started off like, well, this is kind of like starting off like the sand, like open sandbox thing. Like, I didn't really, I thought it was going to be like more story based type of deal, but, Yeah, you climb out after, you know, after that little, the first, like, little hub area, and then it shows you the fucking, the first cutscene, and then the, you know, the story starting afterwards. And yeah, as much as I, you know, as much as I do like the art style there, it's fucking, again, it's one of the things that, like, stood out, of just like, oh, I actually like how this game looks, because it's not fucking, like, disgusting looking, like, you know, like fucking Don't Starve, or even the Flame of the Flood was kind of like, ugh, I don't know. But, yeah, those fucking cutscenes that they have in the game, not so great. It looks kind of like a telltale, like, if you're just looking at it, like, fuck, oh, it's like a Telltale cutscene, you know, at first glance. That's not exactly fucking, like, high praise, I know, but... Yeah, most of the time in fucking The Long Dark, it's like, dude, there's, watching the cutscenes, like, dude, there's barely any fucking animation here. So they look like fucking, like, paper cutouts or something. And again, it kind of feels like the game's, like, not quite finished, and it kind of feels like they ran out of money type of deal. But yeah, I mean, you get the backstory, you know, as you're a pilot, your fucking ex-wife convinces you to fly her out to the middle of nowhere for some reason. I wasn't really fucking paying attention, to be honest. It's fucking like, oh, okay. Then there's a big fucking electrical storm while you're flying, and your plane fucking crashes. And yeah, and then fucking whatever is the goal of the game is, oh, go find your fucking wife. Very fucking lackadaisically, fucking, apparently. It's just like, yeah, I mean, again, it's, when you're starting out, it's like, oh, your plane crashed, you're fucking hurt and shit, and then fucking you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're trying to survive. But pretty soon, I mean, it's fucking, I'm not that far into it, I've only played for like a few hours or whatever, but... Yeah, you get to fucking, it's like, oh, you find, like, some town, and then fucking the town's, like, abandoned, except there's fucking, like, there's one old woman in a house, and... yeah, fucking, like, once you get to her, it's like, suddenly you don't seem to be in, like, too much of a fucking rush. It's like, hey, look, a person, finally, like, fucking, you know, it's just fucking, yeah, I mean, she's this fucking crazy old bitch in a fucking rocking chair, it's just, you know, she's almost like a stereotypical old fucking Indian fucking woman, or whatever the fuck, whatever, I mean, it takes place in Canada, so whatever, like, the Canadian equivalent of that is, and I know it's not a fucking Inuit or fucking, like, Eskimo or Native Canadian instead of fucking Native American. No, an Indian, Canadian Indian. Whatever. So, yeah, her name is, like, fucking, like, Wolf Mother or fucking Eagle Heart. Oh, so something like that. I don't know. Like, fucking, you know, you find her house, you go up to her, and you're, like, fucking telling her, like, you know, asking her, like, you know, hey, have you seen a fucking woman pass through here? Like, fucking my ex-wife or whatever. And she's fucking... She's speaking in, like, these fucking wise old fucking woman, wise old Indian fucking riddle nonsense, or, you know, like, fucking Confucius says type shit, like, fucking, you know, oh, a woman, I've seen a woman in my day, I've seen many women in my days, ask yourself why you seek woman, then you will find woman, and fucking, like, oh, I require 30 pounds of wood first, then your journey shall begin, like, that, he's like, okay, fucking Yoda, like, fucking, take a breather here, it's fucking, like, I'm trying to find somebody, it might be dead, you know, and just fucking, yeah, you know, at that point, it's like, it's still kind of like an extended tutorial, I guess. Like, I get that. It was fucking, oh, it's going to go into more, like, complicated shit than, like, fucking, like, you know, equipping, like, clothes or whatever the fuck, or cooking food, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, there's more to it, you know, that type of deal, like, dealing with fucking, like, wind and, like, sleep and whatever the fuck. I get that, but... It's also just fucking, yeah, a cool story mode. Just fucking, like, immediately, just fucking, like, hey, some bullshit fucking fetch quest, you know, go find a bunch of fucking wood and put it into a box. Great, you know. It takes fucking forever to fucking do anything in the game, and I get it to a point. They go on realism, the type of deal where it's fucking like, you know, it takes a long time to fucking do shit in the fucking cold, and you know, trying to fucking survive and keep warm, and you know, you're burning a shit ton of fucking calories and, you know, whatever the fuck, and exerting yourself, but it's just like, dude, Jesus fucking Christ, like it just takes forever to do, like, fucking the simplest of tasks. And Yeah, I mean, there was one point, like, right before I found the old lady there, where there's this fucking, like, bridge you have to cross, and, you know, it's fucking the middle of the night, fucking pitch black, and, you know, there's fucking wolves fucking roaming around and shit, and, yeah, dealing with the fucking wolves just sucks. So, it's pretty bad. I mean, again, I get, yeah, it would fucking suck, but it just seems so fucking random, like, how they react to you. It's like, all right, well, fucking, I'll just go around them and avoid them and, like, whatever. They're fucking eating a fucking deer carcass. Like, whatever, they shouldn't bother me if I'm fucking, like, keep my fucking distance here. But, and so, yeah, sometimes they'll leave you alone, and, like, sometimes they'll fucking, you'll hear, like, howling and be like, what the fuck? And they'll be like, fucking, like, stalking you. Like fucking, like, Jason from, like, fucking miles away. You just, like, see him just walking straight line right towards you. It's like, dude, like, fuck off, man. Yeah, if you use, like, yeah, it's like fucking, like, oh, you can use, like, a torch or a flare, and it's supposed to, like, scare him away with the fire and that type of shit, and fucking, like, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Like, I've been, like, fucking, like, oh, there's a fucking wolf chasing me, and I'll run right to it. I'm like, fucking, like, shit. I was fucking, like, oh, well, this sucks. I'll fucking sit right by my fucking fire I got going here, and it's like, I got a torch in my hand, and it's fucking, like, oh, no, the wolf just fucking, like, runs, like, right up to you. Like, doesn't matter. Like, again, sometimes it fucking, that you get near them, like right in the vicinity of them with a fucking torch, and they fucking, like, get scared and, like, run off. And again, other times, just fucking, like, I don't know, I'm just fucking just gonna, don't care, I'm just gonna fucking run right at you, like, fucking full steam. But yeah, so yeah, I'm crossing this fucking bridge, and again, you just need fucking, you can't see at all without a fucking torch. So it's like, all right, light a fire to fucking warm up, and, you know, I'm getting, if you're out in the cold and shit, you're getting, like, hypothermia, and I need a fucking torch. So it's like, all right, I get a fucking fire going here right on this bridge. Get a torch from it, and it's like, you know, I'm walking, like, 50 or 100 feet, and the fucking, the torch is fucking, like, burning out, like already, like, immediately. I'm gonna fucking, like, take, like, whatever, like, you know, 20 steps, and it's fucking, like, getting low, and it's fucking, like, all right, now it's just gone. I'm fucking, you know, my guy's, like, fucking getting hypothermia again and shit, and just, like, dude, it's like, dude, I have to start another fucking fire, and just fucking, like, all right, get another torch, and fucking, you know, sitting there watching the fucking wheel fill up for, like, 30 fucking seconds, and, like, okay, I get another one, I guess, I need, and fuck, like, oh, okay, hypothermia, fucking danger healed, and, like, whatever, okay, now I have a torch, and then walk another fucking 100 feet, and, like, oh, I'm freezing cold, your guy's fucking, like, dying, and, like, passing out, and, like, dude, and it's like, dude, what the fuck, and, you know, light another one, and it's like, what the fuck, man, and it's like, dude, you're not gonna fucking die that quick, I mean, or if you fucking, or if it's that fucking cold, you know what I mean? It's fucking, what is fucking standing next to this fucking little fire going to do? You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, I don't know. Shouldn't it be saving you like that much? Again, I don't fucking know. So, yeah, and then fucking, again, I'm running out of fucking shit to burn, and just, like, you know, hey, there's a big fucking, big fucking branch right there on the ground, like, type of deal. I was like, oh, can I burn that? Like, you know, this fucking huge branch. I'm like, dude, I need wood, or I'm not gonna have anything for this to build another fire to keep this fucking fire going. I go up to it, and it's like, fucking, like, oh, you need a hatchet to harvest this branch. You don't have one. Like, I don't have the right fucking tool to, like, fucking break this fucking branch down. It's just like, dude, what? So, dude, I can see, like, these fucking thin, like, limbs, like, coming off of it, like, you know, like, I can't just fucking, like, kick him off, like, type of deal, or just fucking break him off, and, yeah, apparently not, or it's fucking, like, all this fucking, there's wood everywhere, there's fucking, like, trees everywhere I'm fucking looking at. I can't just fucking, like, take my knife and, like, scrape off some fucking, like, bark, or, like, you know what I mean, some of those little fucking, I see little fucking branches everywhere. It's like, no, we can't get that one, nope. Or you see a fucking, like, there's a cabin that's fucking, like, boarded up with shit, and it's fucking, like, dude, I can't fucking, can't get some wood off of here. Like, you know what I mean? It's probably pretty good fucking wood to burn. I can't just fucking, like, rip some of the shit. It has no, like, loose or, like, rotting. You know what I mean? Like, it looks fucking, it's a fucking, like, wooden fence, like, all around this. I can't fucking, like, rip up some of these planks, or just, like, dude, like, you know, just, so, yeah, no, only, like, certain fucking designated planks you can, you know, you can use, and just, like, dude, like, it's like, that shit's fucking, like, real frustrating. It's just, like, real fucking, like, gamey shit, you know, like that type of deal. Not very realistic, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, I understand it's, like, the limitations, but it's like, dude, again, if you don't feel, like, realistic, it's fucking, like, oh, you know, it's gonna take you 20 minutes to break down a big branch into little sticks. You know, it's like, dude, like, fuck off, dude. I can't just fucking, like, grab this plank, or I can't just drag this fucking stick here, this big stick, and just make a bigger fire. And nope, can't do that. It's fucking, it's designated shit. Yeah, and those fucking meters are fucking ridiculous, too. It's like, you know, the fucking hunger meters and that shit. It's fucking just like, so I'll sit there and I'll eat like an entire fucking deer carcass and some fucking beef jerky, and fucking like an hour later, like, oh, you know, you're dying of starvation. Like, dude, fuck off. Like, dude, he's starving and fucking dying of thirst. Like, as fast as you can fucking shove everything you can find in your fucking face. It's like, dude, shove everything in your face. It's fucking, oh, now I'm sleepy. Like, you know, I took you like so long to eat everything. It's like, dude, I can relate to that in real life, but it's fucking, man, that's fucking annoying in a game. So yeah, I mean, you chop up a bunch of fucking wood for the old lady, and, you know, she makes you, and then she's like, fucking, oh, go fucking stock my fridge with like a year's worth of fucking meat. And just like, dude, like, ridiculous. Again, another fucking fetch quest of just fucking everything that you could find, you know, everything you could find to fucking eat, just shove in the fridge. And just like, dude, if this guy was fucking smart, he just fucking murder. I just fucking murder this fucking old bitch and just fucking take all the shit. Just fuck it. But he's, you know, he hangs out for fucking about a week there. Just, you know, just fucking doing errands for her and shit. And fucking, I guess he's not that concerned about his fucking ex-wife fucking in the wilderness dying, apparently, at that point. Yeah, and as you're exploring the fucking abandoned town, I mean, you are getting fucking better equipped, at least. Fucking, you know, finding better, better quality clothes that fucking, you know, so you're not going to fucking freeze to death in like 10 seconds. You know, might take 20 seconds now or whatever. You know, you get a hatchet and a fucking crowbar and like a land, you know, finding these tools and shit. Tools that'll make things easier. And just like, you know, you keep going back to the old lady and she keeps fucking giving you more shit to do. And just like, you know, telling you, oh, thanks for finishing that fucking quest that took you like fucking 2 days in the game. Oh, come back later once I've rested. It's like, dude, you're kidding me, right? Fucking kind of, do more stuff for me. Then I'll tell you some fucking whatever, some story from the long, long ago. like that type of deal. Like, dude, yeah, that's where I stopped. I fucking still, that old lady is fucking like, oh, man, yeah, I was getting into some fucking some exposition that seemed like really fucking weird, and just like, dude, just, you know, walked in the town there, and it was like the town looked like it had been fucking abandoned for like years. Like, you know, there was some whatever, like, that people just left, like a ghost town, like people just left or whatever. But she's making it sound like fucking like, oh, there was some big fucking catastrophe or like apocalypse or something like that, and there's fucking like dead bodies and fucking skeletons lying around everywhere, like it's fucking like Fallout or some shit. And just as far as I know, that's kind of how fucking Canada is on a fucking good day anyway. So I'll try to keep going with it, I guess. Fucking just most of what I don't fucking like about the fucking survival genre, you know, the gaminess and the fucking, you know, endless fucking menus and fucking deliberate fucking beginner's traps where it's fucking like, oh, they don't tell you how to, you know, they don't tell you like how to do simple things like fucking, I don't know, like sleep or like fucking, like, you know, you get these clothes that are fucking like freezing and like wet and you'd figure like, oh, I just have to wait a while, they'll dry up. It's like, no, you're supposed to like fucking go in your inventory and like drop them on the ground next to a fire and just like wait for like a fucking day for them to dry off. And just like, you know, they don't tell you that shit, but, you know, or like simple mechanical things they don't tell you. Just, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, we'll see where it goes. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But speaking of, Telltale Games, I guess the second season of, Telltale's fucking Batman, like another Batman series is, I guess it starts today. It's coming out today. I didn't fucking, I think it was that soon, but I mean, I guess so, since there are fucking reviews and shit out there already. Just, I don't know, something to do that's not fucking Warhammer for a couple hours anyway, I'm guessing, I'm thinking. Look into that. GruntFreePress.com is the website for all the hot news like that. If you like this, let me tell you, you had something, more content waiting for you over at GruntFreePress.com. like how to dry your wet pants. I'm about to fucking wet my pants and fucking if I go any longer too. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address where you can send your Warhammer tips and tricks, like for instance, how do I make it so you don't fucking completely suck at fucking Total War in general, Warhammer specifically for starters. That'd be nice. Any help would fucking be greatly appreciated. I've been absolute deicide, and I feel like a fucking asshole because I fucking missed a Rancid and fucking Dropkick Murphy show. That was fucking, it's like, man, that was like literally like the next, it wasn't even in like fucking like a city or something. I was gonna have to drive like half an hour. I was like, no, this is fucking like the next town over. I could have just drove in like fucking 10 minutes and been fine. But I missed it because the fucking date just fucking flew right by and I wasn't paying attention. I'm fucking like, yeah, I know it's sometime in fucking August. And I'm like, oh shit, I fucking guess I missed it. This is fucking like in like the front page, like, oh, great time at Rancid and fucking like Dropkick Murphy's, like the local paper. And it's like, fuck, goddamn, I missed that. But yeah, I wasn't paying attention, you know, like my fucking cold and fucking hunger meters. So, I just got to go fucking skin a rabbit or something. I don't know what else I can do.